This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 25th. God's word to you today is shortcut, short circuits. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 31, verses 1 and 2, and it says, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. For what has God above chosen for us? What is our inheritance from the Almighty on high? Most of the time, if we will be true to self, we will admit that when God wants to save us from disaster, we often think he just wants to punish us. God is nudging you to pray, but you think he just wants to stop you from sleeping. Meanwhile, he wants to rearrange your future. When you actually submit to him and delay gratification, the victories and ultimately the beauty of his presence make a disciplined life worthwhile. It is just interesting how when we start cooperating spiritual exercises, people come up with all sorts of schemes just to avoid the process. Discipline does not happen when we take shortcuts. Galatians 5 verse 25 says, Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Living by the Spirit depends on our cooperation through self-discipline. Take the example of Job, for instance. He entered into a covenant with his eyes not to look lustfully at any woman. That is self-discipline, and that is living by the Spirit. You and I must keep in step with the Spirit so that we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, This is the way to go, whether to the right or to the left. The Holy Spirit is moving, and he is pointing out the direction to you. God is saying, if you do not keep in step with the Holy Spirit, you will be in the flesh. However, our self-discipline ultimately depends on the Holy Spirit's work within us. Galatians 5 verses 18 and 25 from the New International Version says, But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. One shows us that with the Holy Spirit, we are free from the law, and the other shows us that it is our responsibility to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we are not to follow after the flesh and its passions. Instead, follow after the Holy Spirit, who ultimately helps to crucify the flesh. The Holy Spirit helps us walk with him and makes our lives disciplined and lives of character. Here's a thought for today. In what area do you need discipline, and what would it take to do what it takes? Make some advanced decisions to delay gratification and exercise discipline. Let us pray. Lord, help me to align myself with and to be in step with your Spirit, so that I will not walk in the flesh, but walk by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.